Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 12th. Happy Resurrection Day. And I am reading from the New International Version and then the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are finishing up the second epistle to Timothy with chapter 4. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord rescued me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all. Before we move on, I want to go back to the beautiful passage that we hear oftentimes read at funerals. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Paul can say this because he has seen to it that his purposes were in line with God's purposes. And he knows that there is a crown of righteousness stored up for him, awaiting him on the day when he goes to be with the Lord. And not only for him, but for those of us who have longed for his appearing. I just read over that the first time and didn't dwell on it. And when I went back, I thought about the beauty of longing for his appearing. Lord, we do long for you to come and make all things right. And then I thought about Paul and the defense, that his first defense, that no one came to his support, but everyone deserted him. Have you been there when you felt deserted by everyone around you? Or perhaps you've been in the situation where you knew that you should do something, but you delayed, or you thought someone else will do it. You didn't show up. Lord, we just bring that to you as well. We pray, Lord, that you would not hold our sins against us, but that you would help us to be more ready to listen to your Spirit. And if we have been offended, if we have been the deserted parties, that you would give us peace in our hearts and help us to be forgiving of those who have not shown concern in our time of need. Let us move forward now to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. As we read this psalm, I pondered the question, how many times does Scripture point out that God is compassionate and gracious? Does anyone have a guess at that number? I have no idea. In fact, I tried to Google it and couldn't figure out a way to Google that question. And so if you have a moment and you want to think on these things, I would love to give you a prize if you can tell me how many times Scripture says that God is compassionate and gracious. I do know that this harkens back to Exodus 34, where God reveals his character to Moses, and he says this, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. This is who our God is, and I'm so grateful that we are reading Scripture and we're reminding ourselves of God's character as we study his word together. Let's move forward now to the book of Ezekiel. We are trekking along in this book, and today we are reading Ezekiel 38. This is another message that came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Gog, of the land of Magog, the prince who rules over the nations of Mesech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Gog, I am your enemy. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws to lead you out with your whole army, your horses and charioteers in full armor, and a great horde armed with shields and swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too with all their weapons. Gomer and all its armies will also join you, along with the armies of Beth Togarma from the distant north, and many others. Get ready, be prepared, Keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, you will be called into action. In this distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be enjoying peace after recovering from war, and after its people have returned from many lands to the mountains of Israel. You and all your allies, a vast and awesome army, will roll down on them like a storm and cover the land like a cloud. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. At that time, evil thoughts will come to your mind, and you will devise a wicked scheme. You will say, Israel is an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. I will go to those formerly desolate cities that are now filled with people who have returned from exile in many nations. I will capture vast amounts of plunder, for the people are rich with livestock and other possessions now. They think the whole world revolves around them, but Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask, "Do you really think the armies you have gathered can rob them of silver and gold? Do you think you can drive away their livestock and seize their goods and carry off plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the Sovereign Lord. When my people are living in peace in their land, then you will rouse yourself. You will come from your homeland in the distant north with your vast cavalry and your mighty army, and you will attack my people Israel, covering their land like a cloud. At that time in the distant future, I will bring you against my land as everyone watches, and my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you, Gog. Then all the nations will know that I am the Lord." This is what the Sovereign Lord asks. Are you the one I was talking about long ago when I announced through Israel's prophets that in the future I would bring you against my people? But this is what the Sovereign Lord says. When Gog invades the land of Israel, my fury will boil over. In my jealousy and blazing anger, I promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. All living things, the fish in the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the people on earth will quake in terror at my presence. Mountains will be thrown down, cliffs will crumble, walls will fall to the earth. I will summon the sword against you on all the hills of Israel, says the Sovereign Lord. Your men will turn their swords against each other. I will punish you and your armies with disease and bloodshed. I will send torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and burning sulfur. In this way, I will show my greatness and holiness, and I will make myself known to all the nations of the world. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to end with a blessing from the book of Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.